From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Trump tweets in praise of Putin. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats after the Obama administration imposed new sanctions against Russia. On Twitter Friday, the president-elect said, quote, "Great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart," unquote. Earlier, Putin released a statement that said Russia would not expel any U.S. diplomats in retaliation for sanctions imposed because of Russian intelligence agencies' interference in November's elections. President Obama announced the new round of sanctions Thursday after U.S. intelligence agencies concluded that Russia had directed computer attacks on the Democratic National Committee headquarters and Hillary Clinton's campaign manager's accounts. 35 Russian government officials were given 72 hours to leave the United States for acting in a manner inconsistent with their diplomatic status. President-elect Trump's support for Vladimir Putin puts him at odds not only with the Obama administration, but also with members of his own party. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona is visiting Ukraine and said that Russian attacks on American computers are an act of war.
A lot more needs to be done. And by the way, I saw where President Putin is not going to retaliate. I think that was a very clever move on his part, but should not change our attitude concerning attacks on the United States of America.
McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has scheduled a hearing for next Thursday on foreign cyber threats. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A nationwide ceasefire appeared to hold largely across most of Syria Friday, but there were clashes near Damascus and Syrian government airstrikes against rebels in Hama province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province on Friday. The observatory added that Wadi Barada near Damascus had also been attacked, but the Syrian military denied that claim. The ceasefire started at midnight local time after a deal was worked out between Russia, the Syrian government, some of the rebel factions, and Turkey. It does not include Islamist jihadist groups, the Islamic State, or Kurdish fighters. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while preparing for big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the threat of terrorism following attacks this past year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany. The German capital has added concrete barriers and armored cars near the Brandenburg Gate. Paris canceled fireworks at the Eiffel Tower, but a display will be staged along the Champs-Élysées, which has been fortified by armed soldiers and traffic barriers. In central London, armed police will be deployed on board underground trains for the first time. And New York City officials have positioned dozens of dump trucks weighed down with loads of sand in Times Square to act as a protective barrier.
Three, two, one! Happy New Year!
Meanwhile, they tested the giant crystal ball that will drop in New York's Times Square at midnight on Saturday. Outgoing U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will flip the switch that will send the ball towards the time of 2017. Tim Tompkins is with the Times Square Alliance.
The light that lights the world, seen by over a billion people tomorrow. So we just did the dress rehearsal, and the ball is ready to go and ready to shine.
The new year marks the end of Ban Ki-moon's term as U.N. Secretary General. He took some time Friday to say goodbye to U.N. staff and to thank them for their hard work.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Ban's term ends January 1st. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. It was a down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing lower. European markets finished trading higher while Asian stocks were mixed. For more on these stories, you can always log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.